USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump, an especially frequent target in the remarks delivered at last night's edition of the Democratic National Convention. Night three did see the vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris give an acceptance speech. There was also an address from President Trump's predecessor in the Oval Office.
For close to 4 years now, he has shown no interest in putting in the work, no interest in finding common ground, no interest in using the awesome power of his office to help anyone but himself and his friends.
And the president's defeated rival in 2016 also spoke.
I wish Donald Trump knew how to be a president, because America needs a president right now.
The nominee, Joe Biden, will give an address tonight to wrap up the convention as he accepts the nomination. This is USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Facebook. A new artificial intelligence breakthrough could make MRI scans significantly faster. So a scan that takes an hour today may take just minutes in the future. Faster scans would be better for patients, especially those who are in pain, young children, and others who have trouble remaining still. The new technique was developed by Fast MRI, an open source research project from NYU Langone Health and Facebook AI. Now, a first of its kind clinical study to be published in the American Journal of Retinology confirms these AI-created images are just as diagnostically accurate as traditional MRIs. Additional testing is underway, and the Fast MRI team is open sourcing their code to enable others to use and build on their work. Dr. Michael P. Recht is the Lewis Marks Professor and Chair of Radiology at NYU Langone Health.
This is a significant milestone, and it shows that with AI, we can significantly improve the patient experience and provide the benefits of MRIs to many more people.
Visit fastmri.org.
The Trump administration trying to steal some of the spotlight this week from the Democratic convention. Yesterday, Vice President Mike Pence was in Wisconsin, where he said there's a lot at stake in this November election.
I believe the choice in this election is whether America remains America.
The U.S. Supreme Court will hear arguments in a case concerning the overturning of Obamacare, but they won't hear those arguments until after November's election. Republicans have been aiming to get rid of the landmark health care law for years. Oral arguments in the case now set for the 10th of November, a week after Election Day. Democrats say killing the health care law would remove very popular protections for those with pre-existing conditions. More than one in five students say they won't attend college this fall. The College Reaction Poll finds 73% of them say they won't be in the classroom and instead plan to try to work full time. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
With a TikTok update, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
President Trump wants to deny China some of the proceeds from the sale of TikTok. So says White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow on CNBC.
It's not something that's been done in the past, but that doesn't mean it can't be done now. I'll leave it to Secretary Mnuchin, who will be running the books on that deal. So we'll see.
After he spoke, the anchors on CNBC appeared stunned by Kudlow's answer. They said, it sounds like something a country like Venezuela would do.
A TikTok star doesn't have lights or water at his Los Angeles home until further notice. Mayor Eric Garcetti says he's authorized the shutoff of Bryce Hall's utilities because of a flagrant violation of the public health orders that had been issued. This comes after Hall threw a packed 21st birthday party for himself at his Hidden Hills home last week. The mayor says parties of that magnitude put the community at risk big time. And the Cincinnati Reds are suspending broadcaster Tom Brenneman after he made a homophobic slur during a live broadcast last night. A hot mic picked up the comment right after a commercial break on Fox Sports Radio. He later apologized, but called a home run in the process of doing so. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.